This news update is being brought to you by Eric Lundy, your local financial advisor at Lundy Financial Services in Bad Axe. For stocks, bonds, certificates of deposit, mutual funds, and IRAs, contact Lundy Financial Services located at 840 South Van Dyke Road in Bad Axe. Securities and advisory services offered through Prospera Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. Here's the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Steve Kaczynski. High waters flooded neighborhoods around Houston on Saturday following heavy rains that have already resulted in crews rescuing more than 400 people from homes, rooftops, and roads engulfed in murky water. Others prepared to evacuate their property. A flood watch remained in effect through Sunday afternoon as forecasters predicted additional rain. Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo says 178 people have been rescued and 122 pets have been rescued so far in the county. She said the area is expecting more rain on Sunday. The government and Google are making their closing arguments in a high-stakes antitrust trial to a federal judge in Washington who must now decide whether the tech giant's search engine constitutes an illegal monopoly. The Justice Department argued Friday that Google's preeminence as an internet search engine is an illegal monopoly propped up by more than $20 billion spent each year by the tech giant to lock out competition. Google argues that its ambiguity flows from its superior product and its ability to deliver consumers the results that it is looking for. A final ruling in the case is expected later this year. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits was unchanged last week and remains historically low as the labor market continues to show resiliency in the face of high interest rates and elevated inflation. The Labor Department reported Thursday that unemployment claims for the week ending April 27th was 208,000, the same as the previous week. That is the fewest since mid-February. Weekly unemployment claims are considered a proxy for the number of U.S. layoffs in a given week. In total, 1.77 million Americans were collecting jobless benefits during the week that ended April 20th. Boeing has locked out its private force of firefighters who protect its aircraft manufacturing plants in the Seattle area and brought in replacements after the latest round of negotiations with the firefighters union failed to deliver an agreement on wages. The company said Saturday that it locked out about 125 firefighters and a facility about 170 miles away in central Washington. The firefighters serve as first responders to fires and medical emergencies and can call in help from local departments. Boeing says its firefighters were paid $91,000 on average last year. Comcast has blacked out 15 regional sports networks offered by Bally Sports, escalating a contract dispute with their distributor. The cutoff that began Wednesday affects games played by a dozen Major League Baseball teams based in nine states. Diamond Sports Group, which distributes the networks under the Bally name, called the blackout, quote, disappointing and blamed Comcast for refusing to, quote, engage in substantive discussions. Comcast, meanwhile, said that Diamond has declined several of its offers, such as allowing Diamond to unilaterally renew its existing agreement with Comcast for a year. And I'll take a look at your state and local news on WLAW after this.
Are you currently in the market for a fixed-rate corporate bond? This is Eric Lundy with Lundy Financial Services.
Get a three-year fixed-rate corporate bond with estate features at 7%, a five-year fixed-rate corporate bond with estate features at 7.25%, or a 10-year fixed-rate corporate bond with estate features at 7.5% from Prospect Capital Corporation.
For more information, please call me at 989-269-7427, and we can see if this type of investment would be appropriate for you.
Corporate bond rate is based on $5,000 minimum purchase. Advertised rate is valid as of April 30th, 2024, and subject to change daily without notice. Securities and advisory services offered through Prospera Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC.
In state and local news, the Michigan Supreme Court has ruled in favor of a local government in a dispute over sending a drone to take pictures of a salvage yard without permission. Liberal and conservative groups closely watched the case, even joining together to urge the court to throw out evidence collected by Long Lake Township. Todd and Heather Maxson had argued that the aerial photos violated their right against unreasonable searches, but the Supreme Court says the fight over excessive junk on the heavily wooded parcel was a civil action, not a criminal case. The court says the so-called exclusionary rule does not apply. Aaron Judge was ejected for the first time in his career in the seventh inning. Anthony Rizzo hit a three-run homer to cap a four-run third, and the New York Yankees beat the Detroit Tigers 5-3 on Saturday. Judge had two hits, including an RBI double to start New York's rally in the third before getting ejected by plate umpire Ryan Blackley for arguing a called third strike. The Yankees won their second straight in the series. According to state law, students are not the only ones whose performance is evaluated. The law also requires teachers and the superintendent be evaluated as well. The Sanilac County Intermediate School District's Board of Education conducted an evaluation of Superintendent Dwayne Lang during their April meeting. The board gave Lang a rating of 95% for a highly effective evaluation. Highly effective is the highest ranking that can be given. The next action was to grant tenure and probationary status to staff members. Jasmine McNary was granted tenure. She is a biotechnology instructor. Lindsay Pennington was granted fourth-year probation. She is the early childhood development delayed instructor. Caitlin Vogel was approved for fourth-year probation. She is the district's severely cognitively impaired instructor. Tyler Crenshaw was granted fourth-year probation. He is an engineering and design instructor. And Kyle Wagster was granted third-year probation. He is the construction instructor. And that is the news for this hour here on WLEW. I'm Steve Kaczynski. For the latest Thumb Marion news anytime, you can go to thumbnet.net. And this news update was brought to you by Eric Lundy, your local financial advisor at Lundy Financial Services in Bad Axe. For stocks, bonds, certificates of deposit, mutual funds, and IRAs, contact Lundy Financial Services located at 840 South Van Dyke Road in Bad Axe. Securities and advisory services offered through Prospera Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC.